an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Todd, does it bother you that the suit has Big Lou on speed dial?
I'm not married to him.
Just saying.
I'm not married to him.
I mean, all I know is that I find it frightening. This half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Marcus Tree in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, boat, motorcycle, RV. They'll make sure you're fully insured. They'll do everything they can. They save you money. Do they have a lot of customers? Yeah, because their customer service is great. Well, guess what? Right? That's because they care about every customer. So they care about your needs. They care about you. All at Purdy Insurance, Marcus Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. The NFL draft coverage tonight. So let's get to that for a second. Just so everybody knows where to find people along the way. The bottom line, and I told you, the bottom line is there'll be a lot of analysis. He does this, he does this, he does this. And it's all going to be accurate because they're going to be basing it off of what they've done so far. The question is projecting how it then plays out in the league. Nobody knows. It's like when we talk about recruiting, things, of course, changed over time, you know, with the transfer portal. But the bottom line is you always heard coaches say, hey, how good is this class? And they'll say, ask me in 4 or 5 years. Right? Well, nobody wants to wait 4 or 5 years. They want to find out tonight whether it was a great pick. All right. So let's start with ESPN tonight and tomorrow. Mike Greenberg, Booger McFarland, Lewis Riddick, Molly McGrath, and Adam Schefter. Let's see. That's on the ESPN side. Tonight and tomorrow, though, on ABC, it's Rhys Davis, Kirk Herbstreit, Desmond Howard, Nick Saban, Field Yates, Laura Rutledge, and Pete Thamel. They're going to have Courtney Cronin in Chicago, Jeff Darlington at Minnesota, Kimberly A. Martin in Washington, Sal Palantonio with the Giants, Mike Reese with the Patriots, and Ed Waters with the Broncos. On the radio side, my good friend Chris Carlin will be there anchoring. Chris Canty, Mike Tannenbaum, Ian Fitzsimmons, Jordan Reed. The Pat McAfee Show, Draft Spectacular. This will be exciting for you. This is what you've been waiting for. Pat McAfee, Bill Belichick, Connor Campbell, Ty Schmidt, Tone Diggs, A.J. Hawk, and additional guests to be announced. We all know who one of them probably should be. The guy with Lynn Swann on his draft board. NFL Network. And I'll be honest with you, this is my lean. I actually will watch the draft on NFL Network. It's just a personal preference. I think Rich Eisen is tremendous. I think Daniel Jeremiah does a phenomenal job. Charles Davis, one of the 10 nicest people in the world. Joel Klatt and Peter Schrager. Schrager is going to be there Saturday. Joel Klatt will be there tonight and tomorrow. On their second set, they will have Ian Rappaport and Kurt Warner tonight, and Peter Schrager is there on Friday. And Kaylee Hartung will be the interviews up on stage. Their reporters and insiders will be Judy Batista. She's with the Giants. Sherry Burris will be with Washington. Stacey Dales will be with the Bears. Tom Pelissero will be with the Lions. Ian Rappaport will be with the Lions. Omar Ruiz will be with the Cardinals. And Cameron Wolf will be with the Patriots. So there you go. And then SiriusXM Channel 88, Jason Horowitz, who's great. Personally like Jason. Both personally and professionally. Pat Kerwin, Jim Miller, and the outstanding, and I mean outstanding, Rick Neuheisel.
I would say that that might be one of the tougher jobs, is that Saturday of the NFL draft.
You know, it's interesting.
I got to feel that they probably feel like Jerry Dulac says he does on by the time Saturday rolls around.
Oh, I mean, I've heard Jason Horowitz, he's talked about it, and he says, yeah, you get there. He says, it's the picture every 5 minutes. He says, you know, we'll do something. He said, but then we have to catch up, like, with 10 of them.
And at least one isn't easy to pronounce, I would assume.
but they're all prepared for that.
Yeah.
I mean, and Jason says, it's interesting because Jason's also the voice of the Raiders now. And it's his third season doing the Raiders games on radio. He succeeded Brent Musburger. And says that, like, you're talking about tonight. Now, tonight's what, 10 minutes between picks? Used to be 15, now it's 10. Because they had to pick up the pace. And he said, in that 10 minutes, he said, you have to make sure you go to the podium for the commissioner to make the pick. Then they come out, talk about him hugging the commissioner, start talking about him. Then they have somebody up on stage to interview. Right. And then quick analysis. Well, by the time they're done with that, it's the next picks up. And he says you don't have a lot of time in his position as the traffic cop of it to really absorb the pick. Because I heard him asked about, like, are you really going to be into what the Raiders are going to do with the pick? And he says, later, maybe. He says, but not on the broadcast. He says, there's too much traffic going on to get caught up in what the Raiders are going to do with the pick until the Raiders come up and actually pick it. I mean, that's part of the job. I mean, it's... And I think what the second and third rounds, I want to say, are 7 minutes between. Does that sound right?
It does. I know it's not the five that it is late.
Well, 5 minutes is rounds
Saturday.
Four.
Yeah,
rounds four through seven. It's 5 minutes each. I mean, this thing flies at that particular point. Okay, here it goes. Bang, 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 bang. I looked up one time and. And here are the latest picks, and there were three Penn State guys. Like, okay. I know we're going to have Nick Faribault on tomorrow to discuss whomever the Steelers take in round one.
Correct. I mean, I haven't seen a mock draft that it hasn't been the center from Duke, so.
Right. And I think that's what they need. Now, it's interesting because he's listed a lot of boards as a tackle. Well, he's a center. And look, say, for example, somebody jumps the shark and they take him. Now, I'm not saying they're going to because I don't think... You're right. Yeah, I think whomever the Steelers want as a center is going to be sitting there. Okay? But then Zach Frazier of West Virginia is sitting there, and I'm telling you, he would be one heck of a pick. He'd be a really good pick, too. Now, as Jerry said yesterday, the Steelers have the player from Duke. Right. To them, he is the guy.
Okay.
Listen to him talk. I don't wonder if one of the top four or five receivers isn't there, and going to get one of the Oregon guy or Zach Frazier in the second round, it might not be better for them.
I don't know. It's you get enamored with the talent of it. That's why when we were talking earlier about the Bears. The Bears, we're talking about the 9th overall pick. Do you take a lineman to protect Williams, which is what you brought up? Do you take a wideout to go with Allen and Moore? Do you take Brock Bowers, but you already have Kmet? What they do at 9 is going to be very interesting. Or do you deal 9 and get multiple picks?
I saw at least two people predict that they might use 9 to move up a couple spots, and they end up with Marvin Harrison Jr., which would be interesting as well.
Well, remember, as the season was going along, and there was at one point in the season before the Bears found a gear where they had the top two picks in the draft. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And it was Williams and Harrison were the two guys. Okay. Well, then they started winning and they botched everything up. As I tell people, I don't understand what I always love when I hear a fan of an NFL team. I don't understand what they're doing. We had the first overall pick. Would you like to go in the locker room and tell them to lose? Every single coach and that staff is fighting for their job. Every single player on that team is fighting for their job, and you want to give them the inspirational lose one for the draft speech? Really? How many of you like to lose in horseshoes? How many of you like to lose on the golf course? How many of you like to lose, right, in anything that you do? Nobody likes to lose. Nobody likes to lose. And anything. So if you're sitting there and you're like, I can't believe they blew it in the draft. They had the first overall pick and they won. Now, I can see making a joke out of it. There's nothing wrong with a joke. But you actually have people who are serious about that. Well, you're not coaching the team. Your job's not at stake. You're not the linebacker, trying to make sure that they keep you. That's a big, right? That's the part that it kind of falls through the cracks with some critics. Some people are making a joke out of it, and I totally get the joke. I mean, that I would find funny, right? You know, when you know somebody's kidding around. But, geez. Right. I mean, anybody who thinks that, I'll give you a great example. Derek Williams, who was our sideline reporter for a couple of years with Jack Ham and I. As you know, Derek was drafted. I think Derek was drafted in the 3rd round by the Detroit Lions. Well, he ended up by happenstance on being on the 0-16 Lions team. He told Jack and I that was the single most miserable football experience he had in his life. He said every week we were fighting and fighting and fighting to get a win. These guys aren't thinking about the first overall pick in the draft. Right? They were fighting to get a win, and then maybe they could get a second one, and maybe they could get a third one. And you got people out there talking about tanking. tanking. Players don't tank. Now, management may tank based on the players they put out there, but even the players they put out there are trying their guts out because they're trying to stay on the team. So the tanking thing, there's just such a different mentality. Nobody thought about tanking 20 years ago. Nobody thought about that. Oh, okay, we ended up with the second overall pick. Great, okay.
Is it more a function they just weren't as public about it back then?
I don't think so. I think that it's just the way it ended up. Nobody talked about it, but I think it's just the way it ended up. And a lot of times, like teams get so banged up injury wise, they end up, you know, you could just look right away who's the quarterback of the team, how'd it go, a lot of it is that. But teams did not openly tank back then. There's no way. It wasn't until it became a thing where now a lot of people started openly talking about it. Like, what are we openly talking about tanking for? I mean, the NBA got so concerned about it, they put this draft lottery in. Like, okay.
I feel like a lot of teams watched the Astros and watched how it worked out for them and didn't realize how smart they had to be to get it to work out for them.
But baseball's different.
Yeah.
Because in baseball, there's no immediate return on the draft. It takes a couple of years for the first overall pick to make the league, usually. I mean, there are very few Bryce Harpers that are on the accelerated program, right? That's the first overall pick. Henry Davis, took him a couple of years. He finally was up with the Pirates. Paul Skeens isn't there yet, but I can see him getting there before the season's over with. I mean, I remember when Jameson Taillon and Stetson Alley were the first and second round picks of the Pirates. And Taillon was the second overall pick in the draft, I believe.
Yes.
Well, he came here to stay college because the draft took place at this stage in June. Is it June?
Yeah.
And you had until August 15th to sign your contract. Well, Taillon and Alley each didn't sign their contracts till August 15th. Well, there's no way they brought them to State College for 3 weeks. It was nice talking to them. They were great kids. But there's no way they were going to do anything in terms of something competitive. Now, they were starting to work on stretching their arms back out and so forth because they hadn't pitched since May. And they kept themselves in some semblance of shape, but I mean, that's the way it used to be. But it takes so long. I mean, Carlos Correa was the Astros' first overall pick in the draft 1 year. But it took him a couple of years to get to the majors, as opposed to the first overall pick in the NBA draft and the first overall pick tonight in the NFL draft. They're playing right away. So it's a little bit different compared to baseball, because baseball has the minor leagues, and it takes a little while at minimum to get through the minor league system. And it's just the way baseball is operated for you. Now, there are guys that played right away. I mean, there certainly are guys that played right away. Didn't take long for Strasburg to get out there. It didn't take long for Harper to get out there. I remember Andrew McCutchen, who's had a great career. Andrew McCutchen started in the lower minors. Then he spent an entire summer at Altoona. And then finally they brought him up. I think he was a little bit with Indianapolis. Then they brought him up. McCutchen's a terrific player, but it took him a while to get through the system. And some of these guys they do draft are 18-year-olds. Well, it's going to take you longer as an 18-year-old to get through. As opposed to the NFL, what's Caleb Williams, 21 now?
I think so.
Yeah. You have to at least be in 3 years out of high school to be eligible for the NFL draft. So you're all going to be in, you know, there are no teenagers in the draft as opposed to the NBA draft. All right. Staff Hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
You want a unique way to display your brand. You need a team of seasoned experts to work with. You want to reach customers who buy. You want NIL Game Changers, a versatile consulting agency powered by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents. NIL Game Changers will help you build powerful relationships with customers through compelling stories, with student athlete influencers as your leading edge. Finally, we'll equip you with the right media to drive your success home. NILGameChangers.org, building meaningful relationships with your customers.
All right, final half hour coming up. The suit just selected Troy Polamalu. He was also wearing his Polamalu jersey when he made the pick.
An in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Final half hour of the show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, imports, domestics, microbrews. The best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Six great flavors of slushies. Pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, second to none. Stock up for the NFL draft now because you're going to sit back and want to enjoy. It's all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we are in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Big night for Central Columbia, probably, don't you think?
I hope so.
For those who may not realize, and I think most people around here do, but Jared Verse, who grew up in Ohio, but played his high school football at Central Columbia. And then Greg Catuso, and I know Greg, of course, from his years here at Penn State, was able to get him to go to Albany. And he was the Colonial Rookie of the Year and then transferred to Florida. Now, Penn State had a choice. They were looking for somebody to sign in the portal. And they opted for Chop Robinson. But, yeah.
I was going to say, that's a decision there that probably wouldn't have been wrong either way.
They worked out for both teams. Worked out for Florida. Verse is a heck of a player. I think he has a chance. I think his game can translate to the NFL. We'll find out. But Central Columbia's own. I think he's got a chance to be a first-round pick tonight.
It's kind of funny. I mentioned that to the suit last week, and he didn't realize it. And he's a Central Columbia grad.
All he cares about is the bowling scholarship. Okay, I wonder how many times Verse looked up and saw 297.
It's not something you would have guessed in high school. I mean, he didn't. I think he was all-league his senior year, but he was one of those guys you could see the talent, but he wasn't real mature when he was in high school yet, and he had a hard time harnessing things. I mean, he was a really good basketball player for him, too.
Well, look, not a lot of people gave him a look.
No.
How do you end up at Albany?
Well, for that reason, because there wasn't a whole lot of production in high school, but you could see the athletic talent from the day he stepped on the field.
Yeah. So, he gets to Albany. Greg Gattuso and his staff did a great job of identifying him. And then eventually he goes to Florida, and he was terrific at Florida. Just like Chop Robinson was terrific here. It worked out for everybody. But, yeah, he's a Central Columbia guy. I mean, that's for, you know, people who pay attention.
I mean, you know, man, it's really hard to believe that, you know, this area in Central Pennsylvania in 2019 had Jared Verse, Julian Fleming, Cal Halliday,
yep.
Gavin Garcia. Or not Gavin, Gage Garcia.
Gage Garcia.
Had four guys that ended up playing high-level college football at one time or another in an area that, you know, I've been doing this for 31 years, and we have not produced a lot of high-level Division I football players, let alone guys that are going to go in the NFL draft.
Well, now, versus Central Columbia, but we all know Southern Columbia has been churning out guys left and right. I mean, Central Columbia, for the most part, turned out bowlers.
Wrong
sport.
I was going to say, if there's some Central Columbia people up there listening, they're going to point to their baseball and softball programs before they point to the bowling program.
Okay. I only said that because...
I know.
Because the Soup Bowl was on the bowling team there. That's the only reason I said it. Don't send any cards or letters because I'm just not going to respond. That means you don't get the show. It's actually a commentary on you.
Or send him to the Suit.
Good. All right. He's the reason we talked bowling. But yeah, but could be a great night for Central Columbia to see a guy like that go in the first round. And again, it does go back to the point I've made 1,000 times. And that is, everybody's on their own clock. People are on their own clock in life. They're on their own clock as an athlete. Right? Some people, for whatever reason, bloom earlier. Some people, for whatever reason, bloom later. Right? Some babies talk early. Some take their sweet time. like there's a whole list of things. But everybody's on their own clock. And, and that's something that we always have to remember. And Verse is a great example of that. That's the guy that's on his own clock. High school, good player, but not good enough at that stage to be considered a Division I prospect. Goes to Albany, starts to bloom. Gattuso and his staff do a great job, but Verse also does a great job of making himself better, and then goes to Florida and flourishes.
I think that's one of the things that comes with age, is realizing that, you know, that everybody is not, you know, you're right. Not everybody is on their own clock. Some people figure things out in their 20s. Some people figure things out in their 40s.
Right. Exactly.
And then some of us don't ever figure things out, right?
But enough of the corner office. We got to, but that's what, this is what... Verse is a great example of that. And then some need to find their way and get into the right situation. So let's go to the other guy in this story, and that's the guy we talked about, Chop Robinson. Penn State wanted him right away out of the gate, but he decided he was going to stay home and play at Maryland. After a period of time, it just didn't, quote, feel right to him. Now, on a personal point of view for him. Just didn't feel right. So he gets to Penn State, and guess what? It feels right. Yeah.
I was reading somebody's draft story on him. It sounded like Maryland wanted him to be a linebacker when he came back, if he came back as a sophomore.
Yeah, he did. He did. And that's, you know, that's I think that's going to be an important part of all this. Is some people get going right away. And sometimes when they get going right away, they get off to a great start and then they plateau because that, you know, that turns out that fan, you know, that not so fancy word they're sealing, right? And they hit it earlier while others progress and get better and better as time goes because it just takes them longer. Some get held back because academics. And so they may have to go the junior college route to start. And then there you go.
It could be as simple as a growth spurt.
And something that's also interesting to look at, notice how many three-star guys are taken in the first three rounds of the draft. And that's not a knock, by the way, in any way, shape, or form of the recruiting part. Not even close. Because it goes back to what we just talked about. People developing on their own clock. And it's over and over again where there are these stories where are there absolute five-star guys that are five-star guys that get into the league and they play like five-star guys, right? Happens. Right?
Micah.
Yeah. I mean, Micah's like that five-star guy, got in the league, played like a five-star guy right away. And there are others that, you know, they come out of high school and they weren't the five-star guy. And that's always interesting.
And that goes back to your you know, you talk about projecting, you know, not wanting to talk about recruiting or draft classes for 5 years. I mean, if you can figure out those three stars that you can turn into five stars, you're way ahead of the curve.
Right. So, you know, you never know. And you'll see that there are a lot of guys that end up being a three-star prospect, which, by the way, has, you know, that's just somebody's evaluation at that time, which is just based on the when they come out. And I'll give you one who was a three-star prospect. Aaron Donald. He was a three-star prospect by Rivals. He was rated the 37th best defensive tackle in the nation when he came out of high school. You know what his other offers were?
I would guess in the WPIAL, probably MAC schools.
He picked Pitt over Toledo, Akron, and Rutgers. Okay. I mean, that's, hey, again, that's then, and he played in the WPIAL, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's amazing.
But he's, you know, they're looking at a lot about measurables, and he's a smaller dude than normal at defensive tackle. You can see why he was a three-star.
Right.
There was questions about him in the middle of the first round because of his size, which is surprising to look back on.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, this is the way you just don't know as to how long it takes for all the tumblers to fall into place. And he's an example of a three-star guy, and you know, that ends up being a five-star NFL player because he got better, better. Work ethic, tremendous, great. Work ethic, tremendous, great. Really good coaching around him and became the most dominant player at his position in decades. And he was a three-star guy. Okay. That's fine. I mean, that's, you know. When we sit there and we talk about I mean, there's some guys that obviously came out before some of these star rankings came out, right? And Tom Brady was in the pre-scout era, but he ended up being a sixth-round pick. But some of these guys, like Luke Kuechly, three-star, Richard Sherman, three-star, two-star recruit, J.J. Watt, Le'Veon Bell, Russell Wilson, Doug Martin, Khalil Mack, guys that didn't get a lot of notice at all coming out of high school, getting very little Division I interest, Aaron Rodgers. Now, I know he's, now the next one has enough baggage to go with him, but Antonio Brown. I mean, when he went to Central Michigan, I don't think people realize he was a walk-on. He walked on to Central Michigan. He didn't walk on to Michigan. He walked on to Central Michigan. You know, Josh Norman was a top corner with the Carolina Panthers for several years. Well, guess what? He went to Coastal Carolina and started out as a walk-on. And I always use the example, I'll use it one more time for the thousandth time, but it's always apropos. Penn State was able to get from 2005 to 2008 three absolutely top-flight receivers. Jordan Norwood, Deion Butler, Derek Williams. Right? What a receiving trio that was. Derek Williams was the five-star of all five-stars. And he played like that here at Penn State. Returning punts, returning kicks, making plays in the running game, making plays in the pass game. He ended up being picked by the Detroit Lions and playing in the league for Detroit, which I talked about earlier. Jordan Norwood was a gray shirt. Guys on the staff did not want, and Brian Norwood was on the staff at the time. Jordan Norwood, right? The staff was hesitant about recruiting him out of state high. The person that insisted they recruit him was Joe Paterno. He insisted. Why? Because Joe saw him play basketball and said, this guy's an athlete, he can play. But there was no room at the end for him to start in summer training camp, so they gray-shirted him, and he didn't enter until January. He had to wait. And then there's Deion Butler out of Woodbridge, Virginia. Comes in as a walk-on corner. And after a year, in fact, I met Deion and his dad in the locker room when he was moving into his locker as a walk-on. Just by total happenstance, complete happenstance. But I remember it like yesterday. And he was a walk-on corner. And I remember Wayne Sebastianelli and I are watching practice when he's playing corner. And we both looked at each other about the same time and said, how is this guy not offered a scholarship? Like, by somebody. Well, then after that fall, they switched him to wide receiver, where he flourished.
I remember that first blue-white game he played.
Yeah.
Derek Who was Will- that?
Yep. Derek Williams, NFL career, Detroit Lions. 5-star. Jordan Norwood, 10-year NFL career. Until Kadarius Toney returned the punt against the Eagles, held the Super Bowl record for the longest punt return. 10 years in the league. And Deion Butler with the Chargers and the Seahawks played several years in the league. 5-star, gray shirt, walk-on. You never know. You just, I mean, that's always been my example of you never know. Everybody develops on their own time in every phase of life. They develop in their own time in this business. They develop in their own time in your business. They develop in their own time in life. Some people bloom right away. Wow, incredible. And they're off to a great start in life. Others have to fight harder to get there. And all of a sudden, boom, everything kicks in and they bloom. Not just on a football field or a basketball court or a baseball diamond. And Jared Verse is a perfect example of that. Good player at Central Columbia, not good enough to be thought of at that time as a Division I prospect. Goes to Albany, plays for Greg, flourishes, goes to Florida. Now he has a chance to be a first-round pick tonight. Everybody's on their own clock. And we're still waiting for the suit to bloom. What? What are you laughing at? What's so funny? I don't care what's so funny about it. I'm trying to show optimism. You're telling me when he bowled the 297 he peaked?
That's something he has to take up with his psychiatrist.
I'll tell you right now, I could bowl for a week and not total 297.
Oh, no, me
okay?
neither.
Okay? I mean, for him to do that, holy mackerel. I mean, it had to be crushing when he missed the last three. But my goodness, all right? We kid about it all the time, but I can't do that. So I always tell people all the time, respect people that can do things that you can't do. Right? If they can do something you can't do, like sit there and go, wow, that is phenomenal. Well, he bowled 297. It would take me a month to total 297. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. While Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday. Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai. North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Spring has sprung, and it's time to dust off those insurance policies. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855 or visit our website at purdyinsurance.com to see what we can do for you.